Sunday marks the anniversary of last year's limousine crash in Schoharie, New York, that killed 20. Over the last year, the families of the victims came together to push lawmakers to enact new limo safety regulations. Federal lawmakers, including Senate Minority Leader Charles Schumer, recently appeared alongside the family members in Amsterdam to announce a new package of limo safety bills. Kevin Cushing, who lost his son Patrick in the crash, spoke about how he and the other families came together after the tragedy.
Within probably a month of the accident, social media kind of pulled most of us all together, and we basically created a group chat that just us, you know, we could basically talk to each other, talk about what we were feeling, how we were hurting, what our next steps should be. And we were all grieving. We were all hurting incredibly badly, but we needed a reason to move forward, and we knew that that limousine didn't belong on the road. So we felt that we should start to become advocates for change. And we didn't really know how to do that, so we stumbled a bit. But our legislators at the state level were anxious to talk to us, and at the federal level. You know, Paul Tonko was a friend and neighbor of mine forever, and still a friend of mine. So they were open to listening to us, and we were certainly open to talking to them about our feelings. And we got better at it, you know, in time. And we started to craft the issues that we thought were important to us, getting vehicles that were unsafe off the road, proper for licensing, things along those lines. And that's what we've been pushing for.
We had some steps that were included as part of the state budget, but there were other packages that were introduced at the state level that the two houses couldn't agree. And we didn't see action on some things.
Mm-hmm.
And so what else would you like to see before we get to the federal legislation? What else would you like to see come out of the state level?
Well, the reality is it happened at the end of session. And we all wanted good legislation to come out of it. That's the most important thing. They weren't able to come together soon enough to get anything passed while in session. But we've been working with them through the end of summer, right through today. We've been talking to them on a weekly basis. They're talking to each other, the state and the assembly. They're trying to get same as bills. We're pretty close. And, you know, Senator Kennedy and Assemblyman Magnarelli, they're in constant communication with us and getting our feedback on the laws that we think are important to get passed, and they're working with their council to get them crafted.
Now at the federal level, you have Senator Schumer on your side, as well as Representatives Tonko and Delgado. So how does that make you feel for legislation moving forward there?
I think any real legislation happens to happen at both the state and the federal level. So we're pleased as can be that they've taken up this mantle. And, you know, it's been going on since the accident in Long Island. And we've hopefully raised people's consciousness about it a little bit more. Unfortunately, our tragedy was 20 people, and that gets a lot of people's attention. And we're not going to be quiet. We're getting pretty good at being loud.
I was going to say, what's the next steps for you?
They're very good now about staying in touch with us. We get very nervous when we don't hear from our state and federal leaders. And when we're understanding what they're doing and why it's taking as long as it does, good legislation takes time. I understand that. All the family members understand it. We're getting patient. But as long as we know that it's top of mind for them and they're moving it forward, that's what we care about.
And anything that you wanted to say, not just to the fellow family members, but to all of those who were affected by the tragedy a year ago?
Well, we're one big family now. And it's a family we didn't choose. It's a family that happened. And I care about them like my own family. We've all gone through the same tragedy in such a way that we pick each other up when the other person's down. We know that they've got our back when we're down. And we're in touch virtually every day.